President Bush's proposed education budget would eliminate 48 separate programs, including vocational education. That money would then be mixed into one big pot. The administration says the change will give schools more flexibility to determine their own needs. Some educators fear it could mean the end of some of the best career training young people can get. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
This looks like a normal high school with kids rushing off to classes with their book bags and pens. But the classes they're rushing off to include healthcare, entrepreneurship, engineering, and computer programming. This isn't called vocational education anymore, but career technical education. And this is Eastern Technical High School outside of Baltimore in Essex, Maryland.
The goal is to get oxygen into the patient because they're not breathing.
Pairs of students are gathered around dolls called Resusa Annies. They're practicing a technique of CPR, clearing the airway of a patient who suffered neck or back trauma. One student opens the jaw while the other pumps air into the mannequin using bright yellow mouth pumps. These juniors are in the Allied Health Program at Eastern Tech, just one of the many career majors here. There's also business, engineering, multimedia, computer programming, and more. And all of the majors require specialized equipment.
You can't duplicate resuscitation unless you have the mannequins.
Patrick McCusker is the principal here. He and his faculty have built relationships with local businesses like Black & Decker and Lockheed Martin, and his graduates are in high demand. In order to keep up with industry standards, McCusker says the school relies on federal vocational education grants.
Probably like every 4 years, we can go into a program and revamp it in terms of equipment and curriculum to make sure that we're meeting the workplace needs. If I just had to rely on the local operating budget to do that, there's no way we could do it that frequently.
To the Bush administration, though, career technical programs aren't a priority. If the White House has its way, more than $1 billion for vocational education will be redirected into a more general high school fund. Assistant Education Secretary Ray Simon says the change is meant to correct serious flaws in American high schools.
It's just a way of attacking the real core problems of why our children aren't graduating from high school with the skills they need. It goes way beyond vocational training. It goes to fundamental training and improvement on what they've learned in grades 3 through 8. We just think this is a better use of funds.
And the senior budget advisor at the Department of Education, C. Todd Jones, says he thinks schools just need time to get used to the change.
In fact, those schools will likely be very pleased with the ability to have this high school initiative money, in part because it will come with greater flexibility than they currently have under the vocational education programs.
Eastern Technical High School is not going to close if it doesn't get federal money. But Principal McCusker says many of the programs won't be able to update their equipment as frequently. And with the job market as competitive as it is, that could put significant drag on the training these kids get before going out into the real world to find a job. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Essex, Maryland.